Earlier today in the Victorian Parliament, the interim report from the Royal Commission into the Black Saturday bushfires was tabled. So what can we gain from the recommendations? What can we learn from those recommendations, and which ones can be applied here in South Australia and into our, especially those areas vulnerable to bushfires? Well, Peter Davis is the Mayor of Port Lincoln, and he's been critical of the proximity of native vegetation to his city and surrounding communities. And you may remember that Port Lincoln itself was threatened by fire on January 13 and 14 this year. It was also threatened in February 2001, and with a wind change, the fire turned to the nearby community of Toolka and destroyed homes there. And again, in the deadly Black Tuesday fires in 2005, Lincoln was threatened. There was a howling northerly that day, but the wind changed. Peter Davis, Mayor of Port Lincoln, welcome back to Late Afternoons today.
Hello, Annette. Hi.
Now, where does it stand as far as you're concerned about the future role of local governments? In what way might it be different? I'm thinking in particular of that idea we heard John Fain mention about assembly points, football ovals and so forth.
That's just plain common sense. We do that now. I mean, we have, I forget the correct title on it, but that, I mean, that's just, you go to a football oval or somewhere where you're safe. But it begs the question. You might notice that first of all, thank you for asking me to talk to you. Secondly, when you listen to, maybe you couldn't because you were interviewing Ewan, but I was listening, I felt, and he has my sympathy, to a stressed individual. He has one hell of a job, and he has my support and sympathy. Now, you asked an extremely good question, Annette. You said your question was about defendability. How do you know whether your property's properly defended or whatever? Now, there are some very simple rules relative to bushfire prevention. Now, note that word prevention. The whole of your interview and the inquest findings in Victoria are about bushfire control, like the fires ignited. I'm more interested in, we'll never stop bushfires, but there are some very simple matters relative to controlling bushfires. Look, nobody...
What are you suggesting? Let's put more energy into stopping them from starting
exactly.
In the first place. But what do you do with a situation like Kangaroo Island, where they were getting hundreds, literally hundreds of lightning strikes?
I agree with you. The key is to have the defendability, your question, in place. Now, that means if you choose to live in the high country of Victoria, this time of the year, in those magnificent eucalypts, 60, 70, 90, 100-foot high trees, literally with their boughs over your home, you, in an explosive day, you are literally cooking with gas.
But do people realise that?
Well,
I think that's...
bloody time they did, Annette. Now, let me finish. Not many people will know, and maybe this should be pushed widely, the flash point of a fuel is the temperature at which the vapour of... the fuels don't burn. It's the vapour of a fuel that burns. Now, the vapour of a eucalyptus tree, the oil, eucalyptus oil, we stick it up our nostrils and rub it on our chests, is 48 degrees Celsius, okay? Now, let's say that the day temperature, Victoria, for instance, the day temperature would have been at least 45 degrees, and the fire is coming downwind onto our homes with eucalyptus trees all around our lovely homes, and we wonder why they ignite. The flash point of eucalyptus trees is effectively 48 degrees Celsius. That's why we see these rolling balls of fire in heavy eucalyptus fires. And the same thing's happened over here, Wongaree, Toolka, etc. So that's the first point. If you're going to live with heavy timber in very close proximity to your house, you are taking a totally unacceptable risk.
But what about the argument that people haven't been allowed to clear that vegetation?
Well, maybe we'll get to that in a minute. Now, the CFS has a standing principle. It says, by all means, have vegetation of whatever height you like near your home. But whatever the height of the vegetation, its closest proximity, you've got to remember the spread of the boughs. Let's say you've got a 100-foot tree near your home. They recommend that the tree should be at least 200 feet from your home. Now, that doesn't mean the stem, that means the boughs, the tips of the foliage, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you think of the Victorian fires and the catastrophe that occurred there. All of us have seen This time of the year, that would be absolutely superb country all through. It would be a wonderful place to live. But it is literally an incendiary bomb ready to go off, on as was, for instance, our Wongaree fire. So now what's the next issue?
Well, Peter Davis, I wanted to ask you, in your opinion, do you think South Australia is doing enough to prepare itself for this year's bushfire season? What should be done?
I'll give you the next point. And this is a standard fire prevention rule. No matter what the fuel is, it could be petrol or it could be eucalyptus oil, it could be diesel, it could be timber. If you double the fuel load, you don't double the intensity of the fire, you quadruple it.
Kind of a logarithmic scale almost.
Yeah. In other words, if you halve the fuel load, you don't halve the intensity of the fire, you about quarter or tenth it. Point being that if we take intelligent fire prevention measures, which is what the CFS has been pushing for I don't know how long, well, things change.
Well, let me ask you this, Peter Davis. We're almost out of time, but how protected is your city of Port Lincoln as we approach the bushfire season compared to January?
Now, you asked me about the native veg issue. Now, we get to the next issue. To his credit, I asked Dennis Mutton to come over here. He is the chairman of the Native Veg Council. I know him as a long-term, practical, common-sense senior bureaucrat. He's actually retired now, but he knows what he is about. He's also a forester, a bit like Ewan Ferguson. You should ring him and ask or interview him about his visit to Port Lincoln and Boston Island. I've been on about prickly acacia, Annette. Prickly acacia is a noxious weed in Victoria, other than in the metropolitan area. I planted on Boston Island. It's a beautiful little shrub. He saw it. We came over to Port Lincoln, and I'm going to use the word appalled. He was also appalled when he saw the native veg alongside the pipelines in the Wongaree fire, for instance, and there were 43 separate pipeline bursts. Now, why did they burst? Because of the fuel load close to it. It's not very hard to clear the fuel load off a pipeline. There were bent stobie poles, as there were in Victoria. Why? Because there's bloody fuel underneath the basic government infrastructure.
Well, Peter Davis, look, thank you for joining us. But just briefly, one more time, how prepared is Port Lincoln? Is Port Lincoln safer now than what it was in January when you were threatened by a fire?
Oh, marginally. And that's basically because that fire has given us a decent sort of a break on our Western Front for a couple of years.
Peter Davis, the Mayor of Port Lincoln, thank you for joining us.